I think there's a sense in which no one else sees who he is. And the seeing is only here. And I look at you now, and in practice it hardly ever occurs to me to say, is Richard seeing who he is now? It's the kind of question I never ask anyway. Never, never. Strangely enough, now I can consider it. I don't say, are you seeing who you are? He's got that strange look in his eyes, seeing who he is. No, never, never, never. It doesn't really occur to one to ask this question. You might say, well, in a workshop, obviously some people are resisting this, and some people are taking a point, and some people are being enthusiastic about the point. And do I know in the workshop who these people are? Do I even know before the workshop who they will be? And on the whole, yes. On the whole, yes. One has a very good sense of this. But I think it's not a case of knowing who will see who they are and who won't. I think it's a case of those people who... I think it's just a case of part of one's insight into human nature, which is really, I think, much improved by seeing who one is. One gets a feel of people and how they... what they will do, somehow. I think one gets lots of insight into people precisely by not spooking them up with seeing who they are, or being any kind of spirit or consciousness. Paradoxically, you get insight into people by looking at their faces, stop. Not faces behind which seeing who they are is going on.
What do you mean by spooking up?
Well, I'm looking at you now. If I'm spooking you up, I'm feeling under inspection by Richard and feeling rather awkward, as I used to feel, and as I felt for many years, and it was my hell. And I know what spooking up is because I suffered from it for many years, suffered from it going on around me, I thought. And it's looking at those two little windows of yours and putting some kind of spirit, consciousness, goblin, hobgoblin behind them, which is taking in Douglas and assessing him and approving or disapproving. And it's to make an inhabitant in that thing I see there. To suppose a dweller in your house. And this is a delusion. It doesn't make sense. It's very understandable that the idea should have arisen. And I know nothing more separative. There's a view, and it's very current and very plausible, that one of the worst things you can do is to treat people like things or machines and make use of them, and to de-soul them and to look upon people as robots in your service, really. And it sounds terrible, and I'm afraid I do it all the time. And it's not terrible if it's done the right way from seeing who one is. Of course, it's done the wrong way from being a thing among things. And then I'm a thing and you're a thing and you're going to serve me, you old thing. That's a bad thinging of other people. I think there are three things, really. The first is to just be a thing yourself and treat all the rest of people around you as expendable things in your service. That's terrible. The next thing is almost as terrible, is to surround yourself by spooked up creatures, and this is terribly separative. And the third thing is to see who you are. And this is a bit like first in a way, and that is to see that the seeing is only here and the spook is only here. And your face is all appearance without consciousness. And this no face is all consciousness without appearance. And then the consciousness, I find, he will do for you very well, thank you very much.
How can you know that it is the same consciousness?
Well, I don't even really need to take a bit of it and put it behind you. I mean, it'll do here. It's so big here, it's so extensive here, that you don't have to get a little bit of it and put it behind your face. It's here, and it extends to cover the whole world, and you are in it and from it. And I don't have to parcel it out. And if I did have to parcel it out, how would I know it was the same it would do for you? Well, the reason it is it will do for you is that it has no characteristics. By nature, it is free from its contents, and therefore couldn't be several kinds of consciousness. And there's another reason for supposing that it is common ground, and then that is to be found in some of the exercises we do, such as the circle when we look down and put our new heads together and we find they emerge better than nicely.